Life is busy and you may miss some of the action happening in and around the city. Here's a look at what people are talking about this week. Treatment facility being overshadowed by past projects, says Timmins mayor. For nearly 2 hours on Tuesday, Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB, Director of Health Jean Carrier and Canadian Mental Health Association Cochrane Timiskaming Executive Director Paul Jalbert talked to Timmins Council and fielded questions about the proposed Wellness Center of Excellence, WCE. Read the full story here. This will end my political career, Timmins Councillor's comment on treatment facility. With the bulk of this week's council meeting being consumed by the proposed Mental Health and Addictions Center, read some of what each councillor in attendance had to say. The full story is here. Judge orders mental health assessment for man accused in Timmins area murder. A man accused of murder and attempted murder in the Timmins area appeared in court this week and identified himself as the Messenger of the Covenant. Read the full story here. New fee added to 2025 Timmins water, sewer rates. Next year's water and wastewater rates have been given the green light, with the increase including a new levy to generate cash for a capital project fund. Read the full story here. Billboard marks 2-year anniversary of Iroquois Falls teen's disappearance. A $50,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the whereabouts of Rebecca Fudge Schnarr, who was last seen on November 24, 2022. Read the full story here. First Nation accuses Ontario of failing to consult on Timmins Mine Project. Tekwatagmu Nation wants government approvals halted on Newmont's plans to restart Pamour Gold Mine. Read the full story here. Things are really rolling, new NDP candidate talks priorities. Nicole Fortier-Levesque is a former mayor and teacher, and is ready to carry the NDP banner in the next federal election. Read the full story here. Do you have something to say about what's happening? Send us a letter. For verification, letters must include the author's name, address, and a contact phone number in order to be considered for publication. Letters can be submitted online here or by emailing maja@timminstoday.com.